A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver. The Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let go, big fellow.
It was nearly sunset. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were traveling west at a leisurely pace when, looking back over his shoulder, the Indian sighted a cloud of dust rising in the distance. The two men watched while a handsome stagecoach and six magnificent horses approached. Suddenly, the Lone Ranger recognized the vehicle.
Tonto, that's the governor's stagecoach. We'll stop the stage and speak to him.
Ah.
Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Scout and Silver raced from the cottonwood grove and approached the stagecoach. Traveling alongside, the Lone Ranger waved to the governor. Recognizing the masked man, the official quickly ordered the driver to halt. Then, leaning out the window in the side of the stage, the governor exclaimed,
"My friend, you're just the man I wanted to see. I need your help."
"It's yours for the asking, sir. How may we serve you?"
"Well, it's a matter of conscience."
"I beg your pardon?"
"Some time ago, a young blacksmith named Clay Trowbridge was accused of murdering a rancher in Buckman County."
"I've seen reward notices describing Trowbridge."
"After his capture, Trowbridge was afraid the friends of the dead rancher would lynch him, so he fled."
"I see."
"A few weeks ago, Sheriff Hawks of Buckman County found the real murderer, a notorious cattle rustler who was tried and convicted of the crime for which Trowbridge was accused."
"Does Clay Trowbridge know he's been cleared?"
"No. The sheriff tried to recall the wanted circulars, but many are still up."
"In that case, the fugitive may be killed for the reward."
"Or he may be forced to become a real outlaw by the bitterness of his lot. Before I left the capital, I wrote this letter clearing him. I planned to leave it at the mission where I knew it would eventually reach you. I hoped you might be able to locate Trowbridge. Here is the letter for him."
"Well, thanks. I'll try to deliver it, sir."
"If you could find him, I'd be eternally grateful to you. The prospect of ruining an innocent man's life, I hate to think of it."
"Does anyone know where he might be found?"
"It's known that he headed for the border."
"You're also heading for the border, Excellency?"
"Yes, I'm on my way to Mexico. I'm to join a federal man there. We hope to be able to reach an agreement with the Mexican government about the island of Risco. Are you familiar with the place?"
"Yes, sir. Decent people call the island no man's land."
"Perhaps before long, Risco will be Mexican or American land. Now, I must continue my journey."
"And we'll begin ours, sir.
Good luck to you, sir.
Thank you, and we'll let you know if we find Trowbridge. Adios.
Adios. Start the stage, driver.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, Silver.
Get him up the power.
At that moment, Clay Trowbridge sat at a table in a cafe in the infamous town of Briscoe. Occupying an island in the Rio Grande River, Briscoe was claimed by both the United States and Mexico. Controlled by neither, it was an outlaw's paradise, where lawmen never were seen. Unable to find honest work in a community of thieves and murderers, Clay had managed to remain there by selling his horse, saddle, and guns. Now he was down to the dollar he held in his powerful fingers. As he toyed with the coin, two hard-faced men took chairs beside him. One said,
I reckon you know who I am. You've been pointed out to me as Stack Hartman.
That's right. My partner's named Blaze Brown.
I suppose you want to know who I am.
We know who you are. Blaze just came back from the States with a reward notice for you.
Here it is, Trowbridge. There's no mistaking that description. What if I am Clay Trowbridge? Nearly everyone in Risco is wanted by the law.
Maybe so. But I'm not on handbills.
You must be lucky, Blaze.
I use my head. Right now, I'm thinking how easy it'd be to take you to Texas. I could turn you over to a marshal and cut myself in on the reward.
Why, you...
Take it easy, Trowbridge. You're not armed. We are. I was only talking about what I could do.
What do you mean?
This handbill says Trowbridge is a skilled iron worker. At the time of the murder, he worked as a blacksmith. He was employed by the Southwest Stage Line. He may seek similar employment.
I've read that handbill.
Trowbridge, last year, the Southwest Lines did away with the old strong boxes they carried on top of the stages. They had new boxes built under the inside seats.
There's no secret about that.
We tried to rob one of those boxes.
We couldn't break it open or carry it away. We couldn't unlock it because the keys are kept at the stations. Why didn't you take stage and all?
Don't try to be funny. We've heard that you made those new boxes, Trowbridge. So you must know about the locks and keys.
What about it?
We want keys to those boxes, and you're going to make them for us.
I couldn't make keys from memory.
We don't expect you to make keys that'll fit perfectly. But you can come so close it'll only take a little while to cut them to the proper size and shape.
They'd still have to be filed by an expert after being tried.
And you're an expert. That's why you're joining our gang, Trowbridge. You'll ride with us, carrying the key you make and some files. After we stop the stage, you'll do a quick job of unlocking the box.
Oh, no. Count me out.
Want me to sell you to the law, Trowbridge?
Or would you rather starve?
What about Rosita, your girlfriend?
Yeah, that little singer's taking a shine to you, Clay.
Want to lose her?
Wait a minute. Let me think.
Think fast.
Blaze got a tip there'll be a lot of cash on the stage going west from Puente on Tuesday or next week.
We'll be waiting with the iron and tools you'll need, partner.
And we'll be watching, too, so don't try to leave Risco.
Come on, Blaze.
A short time later, the fugitive was with Rosita, the only friend he had in the tawdry town. In the privacy of her dressing room, Clay explained how matters stood. Rosita's eyes gleamed like the spangles on her skirt as she exclaimed,
No, no, Clay, you must not help them.
What else can I do, Rosita?
It is no good to help bandidos. After they have no more use for you, they will sell you out.
If I refuse, they'll turn me over to the law now.
Clay, you are the only honest man in Risco.
You believe I'm innocent of murder, don't you?
In my heart, I know it.
Thanks, Rosita. Why are you in Risco?
In Mexico, I am in big trouble. I shot a soldier who insulted me.
Wait, you killed him?
No, I only wounded him. But I dare not go back to Mexico.
It would be safe for you to go to the States.
It is true. In your country, no one knows Rosita.
And I'd be safe in Mexico. But I can't leave you here. Now, I couldn't leave anyway as long as Stack and Blaze are watching me.
You must not help them rob the stage, Clay.
If only there was some way... Rosita, I have an idea.
You have thought of how to get rid of those outlaws?
I've thought of a way to prevent the robbery.
But how do you do that?
I'll pretend to throw in with them. But you'll take a message to Tom Driscoll in Puente.
Who is this Tom Driscoll?
The express agent. I used to know him. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Si. Here.
Thanks. Now, I'll tell Driscoll what they plan. I'll say I'm being forced to take part in the holdup. He'll set a trap.
But you may be killed or captured.
Tom Driscoll wouldn't turn me over to the law.
But if the gang is masked, he will not know you.
I'll wear something that'll identify me.
My scarf. It is bright red and yellow.
Yeah.
Put it around your neck.
That's a good idea, Rosita. If I know Driscoll, he'll appreciate this tip enough to let me get away. Yeah. Here's the note.
You sign your name to it?
It's signed a friend. But Driscoll will know who that is.
I do not understand.
He knows I'm the only one who could make keys for those boxes. Don't lose that note, Rosita.
No, I would put it under my hair. There. It is pinned with my comb. When shall I take the note to Puente?
You'd better wait a couple of days. If you leave Risco too soon after seeing me, Stack and Blaze may get suspicious.
Today is Saturday. Tuesday's the day for the robbery.
A day's notice is all Tom Driscoll will need.
See, you shall have the notice. Now you must go, Clay. It is time for me to see.
It was the following Monday when the Lone Ranger and Tonto rode through the willows that fringe the Rio Grande, opposite the no-man's land of Risco. At other border towns, they'd been able to make cautious inquiries about the man they sought. But the problem of entering a town populated by fugitives without being questioned gave them pause. The masked man said,
"We may not have to go to Risco for information, Tonto."
Huh? What you mean, Kimasabi?
There are a few people on that island that law doesn't want. The outlaws employ them as runners to go back and forth on errands. We'll wait here and question the next runner who passes this way.
Me savvy.
If we can't get any information from a runner, we'll have to go to the island.
This good place to watch for anyone who come from island to state.
Yes, there's cover here and a fort below. We'll stop here.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto watched on the American side of the town that had neither nationality nor law, Blaze reported to Stack in Risco.
Rosita just got a horse. She's heading for the States,
huh?
I never knew her to leave town before.
Maybe she and Trowbridge are trying to pull a double cross. Might have told her our plans.
Maybe so. We'll get our horses and go after her. If she takes the trail to Puente, we'll shoot her.
A short time later, Rosita reached the American end of the ford and turned her horse into the trail that led through the willows toward Puente. The Lone Ranger and Tonto had seen her. Maneuvering their horses through the screening brush, they stationed themselves beyond a bend in the trail and waited.
Who's got the fella?
Tonto said,
"Kimasabi here not look like outlaw girl.
She may be able to help us."
Here come.
Lock the trail.
Now, her not get past.
Senorita, one moment, please.
Oh, there. A man in a mask.
Don't let my mask frighten you.
We not hurt you.
Then why do you stop me?
We saw you cross from Risco. There may be a man there you know. A man for whom we have important news.
It is nothing to me. Let me pass.
Senorita, this man is not an outlaw. It is a mistake for him to hide.
How do you mean, mistake?
Well, he was accused of murder. But the law knows now that he's innocent. He's no longer wanted for the crime.
By what name is he called?
He may have changed his name, but he is really Clay Trowbridge.
It is true, senors. Is Clay free to go home?
You know him?
How do I know this is not a trick to catch him in the United States?
I have a letter for him from the governor of his state. It will tell... Someone's coming this way from Risco.
You see him at Bend of Trail. Then draw guns.
Senorita, right in the brush and hurry.
See, underlay.
The Lone Ranger drew his Colts, but Rosita's terror prevented him from using them.
No.
The frightened girl had recognized the two outlaws. He grabbed at the masked man.
He's Stack and Blaze there. Follow me.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue. Sack and Blaze opened fire on Rosita as the frightened girl grabbed at the Lone Ranger in an effort to protect herself.
No.
Unable to shoot for fear of hitting her, the masked man shouted,
"Get them, Toto!"
The Indians' guns were already in action.
Get out of here, Sack! Get up! Come on, get up!
Toto's bullets forced the two men to race for cover. They spurred their horses into the brush beside the trail and disappeared.
Oh, I am hit. They shoot me.
Girl hurt, too, puppy?
Yes, Toto. I'll take care of her. You go after those men.
Get them up, Scott.
I'll have you down from your saddle in a moment, Senorita. Easy, steady, flip.
And I think I die.
Steady. There you are. Now lie still while I examine your wound.
Those robbers, they have forced Clay to help them. Maybe kill him. Tomorrow they will... Tomorrow...
What about tomorrow? Tell me, Senorita. Unconscious. But you're not going to die if I can help it.
Making use of his first aid kit, the Lone Ranger put a compress on the girl's wound. He had finished the bandage when Tonto returned.
Oh, Scott, oh, fella. Easy, Scott, easy, fella.
Hello, did you get those gunmen?
No, Kimasabi. Them go back, cross ford. Other crooks hear gunshots, come out of town. Them shoot cross river at me with rifles. Me not able to reach island.
I see.
How, girl?
Badly wounded. We'll have to get her to a doctor.
Where we go?
To Puente. It's the nearest town on this side of the river.
It was nearly daybreak the following morning when the Lone Ranger and Tonto reached Puente with a wounded girl. Tonto went ahead to learn the location of the doctor's home. Then he returned and led the masked man to the small cottage at the edge of town. Leading the Indian to stand guard at the rear door, the Lone Ranger carried Rosita to the doorway. He tapped insistently with the toe of his boot until Dr. Herman opened the door. When he saw the Lone Ranger, the doctor gasped.
A masked man.
Don't let my mask disturb you. This girl is wounded.
Come in. Put her on that couch. I'll examine the wound. I'll need help. I'll waken my wife.
Perhaps I'll be able to help you, sir.
You?
I've had experience with gunshot wounds.
Well, you did a good first aid job. Well, draw the curtains and lock the door.
All right. Next, Doctor?
Take off those guns and sterilize your hands in that patient.
Very well. I want to be here when and if she regains consciousness.
And is that important, mister?
She was shot by Risco outlaws. Perhaps because she'd become too dangerous. When she lost consciousness, she was trying to tell me something those crooks planned to do today.
We'll do our best to save her.
As the grim fight against death began in Dr. Herman's office, Stack and Blaze met with three of their closest confederates in the adobe hut in Risco.
Jake, where's our locksmith now?
He's hanging around the cafe waiting for Rosita.
Well, he'll wait a long time.
She's dead, huh?
One of my bullets hit her.
You had just as good a chance to get the masked man with her, Stack.
Not with that redskin trading lead with us. I noticed you were in a mighty big hurry to get out of there.
Yeah, maybe the masked man and that Indian will show up here in Risco.
There are too many outlaws here as it is. But there'll be one less around tomorrow.
Huh? Meaning what, Jake?
Clay Trowbridge. We'd be jugheads to split the loot on the stage with him.
You're right. Especially when he's worth $1,000 dead or alive.
Wait, not so loud. I think he's coming this way.
Come on in, amigo.
You look worried, Clay.
Well,
if you're thinking of double-crossing us, forget it.
You'll get a .45 in the back if you try to run out on us.
Blaze, when's the stage due to pass the pair thicket?
Shortly afternoon.
It's early yet, but we're all here and ready to ride, so let's go.
All right, come on.
Meanwhile, in Puente, Dr. Herman had removed the bullet from Rosita's wound. After the bandages were in place, he nodded to the Lone Ranger standing beside him.
Well, she'll live, mister. I never had a better assistant or a more beautiful patient. I wonder what she was doing in Risco.
There are fugitives from injustice as well as from justice.
Well, there's no clue to her identity on her person. The Spanish comb doesn't mean anything.
What's this twisted piece of paper caught in the teeth of the comb?
Probably one of those papers women curl their hair on.
Wait, there's writing on this paper, Doctor.
Unrolling the paper, the Lone Ranger saw the note Clay had written.
This is the message, Doctor. Addressed to the station agent. It identifies the girl as Rosita Valdez.
So that's who she is. What's the message?
It says that five Risco outlaws, led by two men named Stack and Blaze, plan to rob the stage today.
Who wrote that note?
It's signed a friend, but it may have been written by the man I've been looking for. A man named Clay Trowbridge. Doctor, when does the stage leave town?
Which stage?
The westbound. The one that passes the pear thicket between here and Risco. That's where the writer says the holdup will take place.
Yeah, if my watch is right and the stage is on schedule, it left town an hour ago.
Then I'll go after it at once.
I'll get the marshal, mister. We'll organize a posse and head for that pear thicket.
My Indian friend and I'll start for the thicket now. Come on, Tonto. We've work to do.
You ready, Kimisabi?
It was noon when the stagecoach from Puente reached the fringe of the pear thicket. The big blue Concord carried no one except the driver and shotgun guard. Both men were seated on the box. A thin mist obscured the vast growth of cacti through which the trail twisted. Peering into the haze, the guard shouted,
"Sam, some on the trail.
It looks like a pile of cactus.
The trail's blocked. That means a holdup.
I'll have to stop the stage. Ho! 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 Ho!
All right, reach you, fellas. You're covered. Hold on that shotgun.
Watch that guard. He's going to shoot.
Oh. All right, you killed him.
And you'll get the same unless you do as you're told.
Well, no, don't shoot.
All right, get off on that seat. We'll hold the horse.
I'm getting down.
Anyway. As the driver climbed down from the box, Blaze jerked open one of the stagecoach doors.
Yeah, the stage is empty, boys. Jake, watch the driver.
Right.
Throw bridge, get inside.
All right.
But you kill the guard. You'll hang for that stack.
Hurry up, Clay. I'm coming in after you.
Strip off those seat cushions and get out your key and files.
I can only do one thing at a time. And there's the box.
Try your key.
That's what I'm doing. Too big, see?
File it to fit.
Sweat streaked the red and yellow scarf with which Clay had covered his face when the others put on their masks. His fingers were clumsy, his eyes desperate. At length, he threw down the key.
It's no use, Stack. They must have changed the lock.
You're lying.
It's the truth.
We mean business, Clay. You're going to open that box.
I can't open it, I tell you.
Maybe this will change your mind.
Stack's blow knocked Clay to his knees. Though dazed, the former blacksmith grabbed the outlaw's leg, bringing him down on the floor of the Concord. Then they grappled for the gun Stack clutched, but could not use.
He's got me down. Shoot him, Blaze.
I'll fill him with lead.
Drop your gun.
Hey, look there in the tank of the masked man. Let him have it. Ow, my arm.
Hey, Blaze is shut. Get in cover.
Stand where you are.
Ignoring the Lone Ranger's warning, Jake and the two outlaws who had been standing near him dashed for the other side of the stage. Jake fell with a silver bullet in his leg, but his companions kept running for the cactus growth on the far side of the Concord. They stopped abruptly as Tonto stepped into view with his guns drawn.
You stop!
It's a redskin!
Get hands up!
The masked man's behind us and the Indians cut us off! We gotta give up!
You plenty smart! Now we go to other side of the stage.
All right,
don't shoot, we're going.
You
are.
Good work, Tonto. You two, keep your hands up and stand beside your friend.
Mister, I don't know you who you and the redskin are, but I'm downright obliged to you. These polecats shot the guard. Now I'll help you cover the varmints.
And me look at guard.
Good idea, Tonto. Where's the man who wrote the note Rosita carried?
A big feller come out of stage. Him wear red, yellow scarf. Old gun another feller.
Keep your hands up, Stack.
You'll pay for this, Trowbridge.
Are you Clay Trowbridge?
Yes, but who are you? You and the Indian don't look like lawmen.
Oh, we're not. But we represent the governor of your state.
So they send a masked man to take me back. Well, I'll give up. Nothing to live for now that Rosita's dead.
He isn't dead.
But Stack told me he and Blaze killed her.
They wounded her badly. But she's in Puente, and she'll recover from the wound.
Are you sure of that?
Yes. Trowbridge, Tonto and I have been looking for you to tell you you've been cleared of the murder charge against you.
Cleared? You mean the law believes I'm innocent?
The man who committed that murder has already paid for it. I have a letter for you from the governor of your state. The letter will explain the situation.
Let me see that letter, mister.
In a moment, Trowbridge.
Guard dead, Kimisabi.
And these outlaws will hang for his murder. Keep them covered, Tonto, while I give Trowbridge his letter.
Me cover him.
There you are, Clay.
I can't believe it. If what you've said is true...
It's in the letter in the governor's handwriting.
Hey, riders are heading this way.
It's Posse.
Dr. Herman's with him. Hello, doctor.
Thank you, Jap. Howdy, mister. I brought the marshal and the posse with me.
Good.
Doc, is this the masked man you told me about?
That's right, Marshal. I see you stopped the stage, mister.
Yes. These men are your prisoners, Marshal.
You and the Indian didn't leave much for me to do. But it looks like there's work for Doc here.
And I'm wounded. I'm hurt bad.
And so am I.
I'll take care of both of you. Who's the man who wrote that note? I wrote it.
Clay, this is Dr. Herman. Rosita's is his house in Puente.
How is she, Doc?
Resting comfortably, son. My wife is taking care of her.
Right. I want to see her.
Yeah, we'll all go back to Puente directly.
Boys,
put handcuffs on these prisoners.
Trowbridge, I've had handbills about you.
Clay has a letter from the governor clearing him of that murder charge, Marshal. The law no longer wants him.
I'd like to see that letter. Here it is, Marshal. It's official, all right.
Marshal, can't something be done to clean up the island of Risco?
Something's being done right now, mister. The United States waived claim to that sandbar. This morning, the Mexican army moved in. They'll clean the place up in a hurry.
Well, that's good news. Well, Tonto, we've accomplished our mission. We'll head for a telegraph office to send word to the governor that we found Clay Trowbridge.
Hold on, mister. Aren't you going to claim the reward to these outlaws? The stage line will pay anyone who prevents a robbery.
If it hadn't been for Clay's note, we wouldn't have captured those crooks. He's really entitled to the reward. Clay, you'll find good use for the money when you and Rosita are married. Easy.
Steady, big fella. Thanks, mister. You and the Indian have done a lot for me.
Adios, amigos.
There goes a man who'd make a great doctor. Doc, he'd make a better federal marshal.
To be better than either, he has only to be himself. Look at this envelope. It's addressed to me in care of the Lone Ranger.
Feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.